Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
The Bob and Tom Show presents the Bits and Pieces Podcast. This podcast is Chick McGee approved.
Welcome to the Bits and Pieces Podcast. I'm Willie Griswold, joined by Jess and Jessica and Jason. Today we're talking gifts. And Jess and Jessica, Jason, I have a simple question for you. Have you ever gotten my dad, Tom, a gift? Did he like it? Did he use it? Is it in a box in his office right now?
Okay. I have a story.
You do. You have.
This is two years ago.
Yeah, this is one of the best Tom interactions.
My first time getting Christmas gifts for everyone in the staff, and I got cookies from Rosie's. They're the gooey butter cookies. They're delightful.
They are good.
And I gave everyone a package of two, which doesn't seem like a lot, but whatever. I was very excited. I think the main cast, I gave four. That's right. Kiss and butt. So I went to give Tom his cookies after the show. He goes, I got to get on a plane. Eat those for me. And I'm like, oh, because he was heading out to Colorado. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I just was in the hallway and people saw it. And I was just like,
That is like a go down in history Tom story.
Just eat those for
me. We all have that. Last year, I bought him a miniature car dealership blow up guy. He plugged in. But I went ahead and bought him two so that he could give them to the little girls and they would each have them because I knew he wouldn't keep them.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
You're just knowing that he's going to regift it.
Yeah.
The wacky, waving inflatable arm guys?
Yes. Yeah.
Wacky, waving inflatable arm.
Yeah. So you plugged it in and it was just like a fan and it blew it up and down. But I think Tom will get a kick out of this for about 3.5 seconds, but the girls might actually think it's fun too.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
I think he talked about it on the air, didn't he? Was he playing with it on the air?
Yeah. A year ago?
He was happy. You did. You brought him joy.
Yeah, for a second. That was a good one.
I'm very aware of Tom's lack of desire of gifts, you know, being around here as long as I have. But I did get him, I think I got him a book on the Doors years ago. And when I say years ago, it might have been 10 years ago.
Are you the reason that my dad interrupts every meal to tell us what Ray Manzarek said at a studio session one time?
Well, maybe, but I know he's a big fan.
No, he is.
And I was a big fan back in high school.
I kind of got over him.
No, I love the Doors too.
Yeah.
But I think, Jess, you pointed out a really good thing. If you want my dad to like something, get something he likes, but that's very hard. Get something his kids like is a great way to go.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of great Bob and Tom classic kids bits. And I say we go into this one right about now.
The Bob and Tom Toy Company is proud to introduce their newest doll. She's cute, she's cuddly, and she's sure to become a collector's item.
She likes to walk, she likes to talk, she always has to pee. You never know where she will go. Uh-oh. She's Incontinent Kathy.
Incontinent Kathy. She's puddles of fun. Hey, when you tickle Elmo, all he does is giggle. But tickle Incontinent Kathy, and you'll feel warm all over. Incontinent Kathy. Sure, she may be silly, and she's not very smart, but we like to think of her as our own little whiz kid. She's Incontinent Kathy. Tickle me, Elmo, hard to find? Well, with Incontinent Kathy, you're in luck. She's available everywhere. Incontinent Kathy.
Oh, jeez.
She squats and pees, he's tiny as peas, her belly playfully. She's gonna get you soaking wet. Uh-oh. She's Incontinent Kathy. Uh-oh. She's Incontinent Kathy.
Incontinent Kathy, rubber pants, diaper wringer, and Kathy's dream outhouse sold separately. Warning, not intended for use near AC outlets. Paper towels, mop and buckets, squirming, and pee-pee dancing accessories, not included. There's another new doll from the Bob and Tom Toy Company. Hey, Toby Kavoyan, what's his name?
Poop Deck Pappy.
That's right, Toby. Yo ho ho, it's Poop Deck Pappy.
Poop Deck Pappy.
The old sailor whose diaper's always full, Poop Deck Pappy, and his sidekick, Tootie the Parrot. What a load of fun. Just pull Poop Deck Pappy's string and watch what happens.
Man, that stinks.
Poop Deck Pappy.
Sea breeze air freshener and spare trousers not included. Poop Deck Pappy. He's gonna potty like it's 1999.
Captain Clog, Captain
Clog. He's gonna potty like it's 1999.
Oh, I was gonna say it. That's the greatest. He's gonna potty like it's 1999. Poop Deck Pappy and Incontinent Kathy. When I was a kid, that was my favorite Bob and Tom bit because it's one of the ones that you get. There's no sexual references you're not understanding. Yeah. There's no what he keeps in the mayonnaise from the John Fox song. You get every part of it. That is silly pee-pee poo-poo comedy.
Mm. Puddles of fun.
Puddles of fun.
Oh, my gosh. Just splashing the whole time. Just the... Just, yeah. Oh, my God.
What year was that? Well, I guess if Toby's...
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I looked up Tickle Me Elmo.
Okay.
Peaked about 96.
Oh, okay.
That was a huge
thing. That's so funny. If I would have thought for a split second longer, I have a little sister that was born in 95.
There you go.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Can we just relive the moment where Toby says, I think I have it pulled up right here. It's so good.
And what's his name?
Poop Deck Pappy.
Poop Deck Pappy.
And it's one of those two to me. I mean, I've been around a while and I couldn't remember the name of this bit. Do you know the name of this bit?
No. Is it the toy company? No, I don't know.
Is it not Incontinent Kathy or Poop Deck Pappy?
It's just called Kathy and Pappy.
Oh, really?
What? Yes. As I was looking for this the other day, because I was like, okay, I think it's kind of a dual bit. And I was talking to Drew, and we were like, yeah, what is the name of that? And then we finally, he actually figured it out. I could not remember. He said he remembered what album it was from. It was from Funhouse.
Oh, okay.
And it's the first track, and I assume that's December of 96.
It's
called Kathy and Pappy.
I thought it was two separate bits.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was one. Yeah. Well,
I've always thought of them together, and I almost forget about Incontinent Kathy, and I always think about Poop Deck Pappy. When I talked to Alsman today, I was like, oh, yeah, the one gift that I could think of is Poop Deck Pappy.
Right.
But, yeah, you forget that it really was a part of another bit, but Toby Kavoyan just steals the scene.
He does.
Toby, great work, man.
We could actually probably do a Toby episode because he delivered. Every time he was on the air, he delivered.
And he had to be under 10 at that point, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
maybe
he's
7 or 8.
I was going to say 7, 8 years old. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds about checks out.
Yeah.
What a great bit. And I like it just gets so, so silly. It kind of just commits to these really silly kind of dumb poop and pee puns. Things like, if you don't get that, you're in luck. Things like that. I just love it when you really commit to something silly and you say, hey, this is just pee pee poo poo. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You better buckle up because it's going to be fun.
But they really did have these dolls, these like potty training type dolls.
Yes.
That would go and you could fill them with water. Water and then squeeze them and set them on the potty. Yeah, like it was. I was like, what?
Did they have one that pooed?
I don't think so.
That's right. I'm so immature. I can't say the second P. That's the word I don't like.
Poo.
I got a toy. When I was a kid, I got a toy that was like a little deer, and then you gave it brown jelly beans, and then you pushed it, and then little poop pellets would fall.
I remember that.
And I just thought it was the funniest thing in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I got from this is, looking back now, Dean is definitely our first call parrot.
I wondered that. Is that Tom or Dean?
No, it's Dean. It's got to be Dean.
Yeah.
And it's just funny how he'll do the parrot. I mean, obviously, yeah, he's the producer of the bit, but he's right, like, oh, I'll take care of it. Yeah. I can nail the parrot.
And just a little correction from myself. I said this was just a pee and poop joke. That is a fart joke, my friends. Those are the three horsemen. We are all here.
Look, they don't do pee and poo and fart and whatever jokes. They're all witty.
Yes.
Pee and poo and fart jokes. Because anyone can make different, a, you know,
yeah,
some doo-doo.
Oh, gosh.
All right, well, if you're looking for some gift ideas, we've got some other gift ideas for you. Here is a Haywood Banks gift idea.
Being fiscally conservative, my friend, is what I'm all about. Squeeze a dollar so hard, makes George's wooden teeth pop out. But something happens to me when I step onto a plane and open up that Sky Mall magazine. My heart starts a-spinning, my heart skips a beat. I reach for the phone stuck in the back of the seat. I bought a surgical stainless steel turbo nose hair clipper. $59, a turbo nose hair clipper.
Yes.
Shipping and handling, a turbo nose hair clipper. Platinum finish, a turbo nose hair clipper. Well, now maybe it's a vertigo or maybe claustrophobia. 30,000 feet of pressure on my frontal lobia. Well, my eardrums squeeze and it muffles out the sound. I start to think about buying stuff I wouldn't look at on the ground. The night vision goggles, the electric muscle twitcher, and even that computerized cat box snifter. I bought a surgical stainless steel turbo nose hair clipper. A $59 a turbo nose hair clipper. Ergonomically guided, a turbo nose hair clipper. 6,000 RPM, a turbo nose hair clipper. To be honest with you, nose hairs haven't been a big deal for me. They aren't growing out like fescue on a bag of weed and feed. But when the package first arrived, I thought, what a fool am I? Then I opened up the box and I gave that thing a try. It whirled and it cut and it was so goddang easy. And I must admit my nostrils have never been more sexy. I've got a surgical stainless steel, a turbo nose hair clipper. A $69, a turbo nose hair clipper. A 6,000 RPM turbo nose hair clipper. A dual headlamps, a turbo nose hair clipper. A platinum finish, a turbo nose hair clipper.
The genius of Haywood Banks. That is incredible. And I want to say something real quick. Sometimes singer-songwriters, guys with guitars or pianos or whatever, they'll come in here and they'll play a song, and then we, or my dad, and they'll go and they will put drums and they'll put bass to it, and the tempo is modulating, it's going in and out, it's impossible to record. Yeah. So just the fact that those can exist is such a feat of engineering and production by whoever's doing that. Man, turbo nose hair clipper. I really, really enjoyed that. What do y'all think?
Yeah, I know this is strange, but there's been a couple of times where Chick has chimed in during like a first go of a song.
Sure.
And I always enjoy it. Mostly I enjoy it with Turtles and Whores. That's my favorite. That's my favorite ad lib that Chick does. But I heard him do it on this one. I was like, oh, I love it when he does that.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that Haywood can make anything that's difficult to say. He just makes it so sing-songy that you're like, oh, with such ease. It's just beautiful. It's an art form. Like, I can't even do it.
And
I can't even say things out loud. I can't even talk to you guys about it. It's so good. And he can sing it.
And he'll take 10 syllables and make them fit where only three can fit.
Yes.
And he'll slip up and then he'll move on and get a laugh through it. Mm-hmm. Haywood truly is so incredible. Mm-hmm. One thing that made me think about is how... remember flipping through a Sky Mall? How weird all this stuff. And I was just thinking about that. Now, I don't look at Sky Mall anymore. I haven't flown in the last year or whatever, but I don't look at Sky Mall. But I feel like I look at stuff like that every damn day on the internet. being like, oh, should I get this just because it's on sale? And it's like, I'm never going to need a reusable stainless steel collapsible straw. I don't need to buy a pack of those.
That's basically Amazon,
Good point. Like, even on your social media feeds, like, you're scrolling and it's just, that's what it is, something that you never knew you needed.
Exactly. Yeah. Stuff that you stick on the inside of your refrigerator so that you have more storage space. Just these little things that you never, ever think about.
What did I see the other day? Oh, it was either a wine or beer holder for your shower.
Oh, fun.
You know what? I'm going to say this. My ex got me one of those, and I thought it was just a silly joke. I loved that thing, man.
Can't you just put it where the shampoo goes?
Well, it's not as fun if you put it where the shampoo goes, and then you get shampoo in your Miller High Life, and you have to walk to the kitchen and get a new beer after you
just
shower.
Pour some out. Just pour some out. You get the shampoo
That's
off the
so
top.
Funny.
No. Do you ever see the thing for the little, you put it on top of your toenail and it looks like a medieval torture device? I got an ad for that the other day.
I've looked it up. Do you know how much research I did on that? Because I have an ingrown toenail and I'm like, what is this? What's the word?
I thought it was.
I can't talk anymore. Hey, Woodbanks, everybody.
I thought
what
it was
a device.
So what is it? It's like a medical thing?
And I guess, but it looks like, it really does look like it's for medieval torture. And I guess it helps with ingrown toenails. But
it clamps down and it takes the side of the toenails, basically like a little hook, and then pulls them up gradually. So the skin will basically kind of go back under.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, I'm terrified to do this.
I'm curious.
But I kind of need it on the one foot.
Yeah. And it's something that would never exist if it weren't for Amazon or if it wasn't for SkyMall. It's just as weird as a $68 turbo nose hair dripper.
The next bit we play, I'm going to Google this. I need to know what this is.
Oh, this makes sense. SkyMall, the publication ended in 2015 after 25 years. But there's still a website. Which, how did they? I mean, who's ordering stuff from the magazine, I guess, now, if they're on their phone?
If you said SkyMall, like when you said SkyMall just now, like, did it make you cringe a little? Could you imagine picking up a magazine that someone else had touched, like, right now?
Oh.
I would be like, it makes me gag.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, and also just like magazines that are in print aren't as popular anymore. Everything.
I love magazines. And that's a bad, bad thing at our house. Like, you have to go through your magazines and get rid of some magazines. Mm-hmm. I have magazines that I bought in high school.
I get pumped when the IKEA catalog comes. I don't know how you have my address, but I'm excited about it.
Well, as kids. Gift time, the JCPenney,
Sears. We just had this conversation.
Montgomery Ward, maybe.
Yeah, Montgomery Ward was a big one.
Did I say service merchandise?
No,
my
brother worked at service merchandise, and I worked at JCPenney.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
You probably saw the magazines before anyone else did.
I know, it was really exciting.
Did you guys trade catalogs? Don't talk about it.
That was a big thing.
Bend the corner down, mark the page.
Yep, circle
similar
it.
Item. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was huge.
I might have been 1 for 10.
I never got a damn thing out of that catalog.
It feels like I did.
Yeah. I mean, I had awesome Christmases, don't get me wrong, but my dad did not consider anything I wanted.
Oh my gosh, I feel like A should be the host of this today. Talking about couponing and magazines. You'd love it here. Well, let's get to our next bit. We're talking video games, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up.
The new fun way to get in shape is the Nintendo Wii Fit. With its balanced board, games, and training programs, thousands of users are reporting weight loss and improved fitness. Well, Bob and Tomendo Video Game Division is proud to announce an even better way to get in shape while having fun.
Yeah.
It's the first video fitness program from America's favorite sportscaster, Chick McGee.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and I tried that stupid Wii Fit thing, and I didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
You have to stand on a board and move around and balance your weight while playing dumb games. It's flat out exhausting. Come on, a game that's just like real exercise? Who the hell needs that? Forget about the Wii Fit. Check out my new product, Chick McGee's Wii Sit.
That's right. It's Chick McGee's Wii Sit. Why would you stand up and move around when all you have to do is sit?
Yeah.
How does it work? Simple. Plug in the Wii Sit to your television, grab a cold drink and some snack foods, and just sit. Yes, it's just that simple. You don't have to do anything. As you're sitting enjoying your snacks, you can use the included remote control to select from several programs to watch. You'll have every Washington Redskins game ever televised, every episode of Seinfeld, every episode of The Tick, plus the classic motion picture, The Big Bus.
Someone explain to me how that movie never won an Oscar.
But Chick McGee isn't the only person from the Bob and Tom show with a special edition of the Wii. Bob Kavoyan is endorsing his favorite new video game product, the Perky Pair of Wii Wheats. Yes, the Wheats are two inflatable fun bag controllers that you squeeze, tweak, and massage to make the characters on the screen do whatever you want them to do.
Oh, I like to make them jump up and down. Oh, yeah, that's right. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Oh, that's it. Oh, let's see. I better grab my joystick. I'm going to need that to finish off the game.
Don't wait. Get your Bob and Tom into Wii games today. Oh, the yeah. Wii Sit, the Wii S, available everywhere virtual fake products are sold.
Oh, gosh. Well, Jason, get ready to bleep because I'm going to say Okay, I did it. I did it. I love that bit. I love that the company is just called Bob and Tom Endo. I like that they didn't work too hard on that one. Mm-hmm. And there was a little shocking surprise when it's Wii Fit. I knew it was going to be a pun. Mm-hmm. And Chick was at the expense. And that was before Josh was here. So I figured it was going to be Wii Fat. You know, just switching out one letter. But it's Wii Sit. The rhyme works way better. Also, sorry, Chick. I know he actually listens.
I thought we were going to go S-H-I-T, to be honest.
Oh, you thought we were just going to beep it out the whole time?
The whole thing.
The Wii take a...
Yeah. I mean, and it's TG we're talking about here, guys. Sure, like, sure. I kind of just assume.
Oh, yeah. Who needs an A and a B button when you have a P and a D button?
Oh, man. I bet there was a... But wait, if you order now, you'll get the... Oh, my gosh.
I will say I was a little disappointed that there was the turn when Bob came in the bit, and we didn't hear one of my favorite things that we do on this show, which is the bump, bump, hi. I'm Bob Gavoyan.
Wow, I bet that's a rare that we didn't have that.
And I think it's probably just because it would have interrupted the flow of the bit.
Yeah.
And there was only like 10 seconds after Bob
There was a
in.
Tempo to the bit.
Right.
For sure.
Huh.
It's really, really funny. I really enjoyed that. And I've been thinking about video games constantly because I was trying to get the new PlayStation. So I was glad to hear it.
And I just, for some reason, when I listen to that, it makes the Wii sound really old. Is it really old?
The Wii Fit came out here in 08. So that means the Wii was out for a handful of years prior to... Yeah, the Wii's been out 15 years, probably.
Yeah, but I just still feel like that's new, but it's not.
Listen, during this whole pandemic thing, I was playing Wii Golf at home back in March and April when I had nothing else to do. I'm like, well, I'm going to play golf.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was the Tiger Woods from Tiger Woods 10.
Sure.
Okay.
And I was having a blast. I could do 18 holes in like 45 minutes. It was great.
A lot faster than real golf.
Exactly.
Yeah, my daughter asked. She was like, can we get a new Wii? And I was like, do they make Wii anymore? And she wanted to do the Just Dance. And I was like, it's on YouTube. We don't need a Wii. just watch it here.
Well, they have the Nintendo Switch now. That's the new Nintendo.
Is that the handheld thing?
Yes, it does both, but yes. Mm. It has little smaller controllers.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen Mom Jess grumpy about video games.
Okay, number one, we don't have video games at my house.
You're always cool, Mom Jess.
I'm sorry.
I hate boring Mom Jess.
So here, you're going to love this. So video games are at Dad's house, but maybe someone who my kids call Uncle Tricky bought Max a Switch and didn't tell me that he bought Max a Switch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Well, Addie's going to love the Switch Lite that I got her. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. Yeah. So, found one of those.
Interesting.
And at this point, I will say he's a 17-year-old boy.
I know.
It's COVID. No
I
sneaking
know.
Around. Play some video games, kid.
I
Stay
know.
In the house. Play some games.
I know.
You know, as a woman listening to this bit, I appreciate, as an older woman, I can say this now, I really do appreciate Bob's appreciation of females. You know what I mean? I'm never offended. I'm like, heck yeah, he's a grown-ass man.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He likes women. He likes the boobies.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, somehow.
I like that.
Maybe that's one of the benefits of growing up listening to Bob and Tom was like, it was always a good thing.
Yeah, I think that I learned a lot from my dad, but Bob definitely gave me my love of breasts.
Exactly.
And I do think Bob talking about anything is better than my dad referring to you to your skin as being alabaster white.
Oh man, this morning I was really pissed. White and I didn't spray tan, and so I cake makeup on before I came here.
It's not you, it's that room, it's that light, it's everything. But
and it looks like you were wearing a little hockey jersey. It was
I was like, that's just how white the stripes are. That's my skin.
That's funny.
Back to Bob, you know, people talk about being on brand, you know. Well, Bob was that he was way ahead of people talking about it mm-hmm. because we knew what Bob's brand was.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Boobs and beer, right?
Yeah, yeah. And like Jessica said, it's I think he almost empowered the female body mm-hmm. more than mm-hmm. it felt offensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's probably us female Bob and Tom listeners are like, yeah, I look mm-hmm. good.
Now, saying that for listeners out there, oh, that means I can objectify you. No, Bob respected women. He didn't just like...
appreciated and celebrated us.
Yes. Right, but wasn't like going and grabbing women.
No, without, no.
I'm the only guy that's allowed to send Jess and Jessica pictures of my eggplant.
Yes.
Okay? No, I'm kidding. You're going to spit your coffee out there, Jessica? I'm so sorry. It's okay. I do want people to know that you are laughing.
I am laughing. And I'm laughing because I was like, in my mom brain, I went eggplant. Oh, he means, got it. Okay.
No, I don't do that. I've never sent one of those before.
That's a lie.
Not my image. No, I'll tell you this. There's one. I'm 16 years old, and I've got my my knee up, Captain Morgan style. It's just flying there. That's the one time I did it. Not my move. Not a Willie Griswold move. I'll say that right now.
Good for you.
Yeah, no.
Confidence.
Willie, I don't say this often, but could you preview the next bit, please?
Yes, I will preview the next bit. Well, we're not looking at your Apple Watch. We're looking at a different kind of watch.
And now a message from America's best-known traveling salesman, Kenny Tarmac.
Attention, fellow salesmen and road warriors. Hey, guy, it's Ken Tarmac with an offer you can't say no to. It just landed. Fellas, does this scenario sound familiar? So you're on the road, you've just closed another huge deal, 8% commission plus bonus, and you're ready for a little R&R, and God knows you deserve it. So you go up to the hotel room guy, grab some beef eaters from the mini bar, and now it's time for a little high-quality adult film entertainment. I know. Okay, so we all know you could rent a film from the Spankavision box on top of the TV, but that could show up on your expense account. Just ask Tobin. I'm not even supposed to mention that. And we all remember what happened to Jimmy Kendall when his kids tried to watch Bambi on his computer after that trip to the Vegas Strippers Convention. Am I right? I know. So if you want to be able to watch adult entertainment when and where you need it, guy, I've got the answer, shooter. Thanks to digital satellite technology, Brigham All Adult Films has developed the high-def micro screen you wear on your wrist. It's a television that looks like a watch. We call it the Twatch, huh?
It's a porno in a watch. T-W-A-T-C-H.
Twatch. T-W-A-T-C-H. I know. I mean, hey, guy, it may look like a wristwatch, but for a monthly fee, you'll have 24/7 access to all of your adult programming. I mean, guy, we've got all the action you want to see there, shooter, including foot fetish, girl on girl, and my favorite, midget transvestite bondage. It just landed. It's the Twatch. And trust me on this, shooter, you'll want to wear it on your wrist because your palm will be plenty busy. Am I right? Hey, you want to wear it in the hotel room hot tub? Don't worry, guy, it's waterproof. Submersible up to 7 inches. How did they find that out? I heard Toma got it up to 9. Worried about your wife or girlfriend finding out? No problem. Each month, we'll discreetly build... Hang tight, I have a phone call. Get Tarmac. Hey, guy, we just landed. Yeah, I'm doing the Twatch spot. Hang tight, gotta wrap up. Each month, we'll discreetly bill your credit card under the heading Non-Pornographic Club Dude. Huh? I know. Pretty sweet, huh? Well, I gotta go now. I'm catching a red eye. But take it from me, Kenny Tarmac. Get the Twatch, and your hands will be busier than ATL on a Monday morning.
The Twatch. It takes a licking and keeps on taking a licking.
It's a porno theater in a watch.
T-W-A-T-C-H.
Watch.
Old Kenneth Tarmac.
I love Kenny so much.
I like that however big of a douche he can be, you know, talking about women or whatever he's talking, answering phones on a plane. I like how we still know that there's a person worse than him, and it is Tobin.
Tobin.
Is it Tobik?
Tobik, yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah, of course it's Tobik, yeah. But I love that he's always, I don't know, one-upping him. Tobik got up to 9 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So funny.
And it's Tobik is kind of Kenny's Mondor.
Yes.
To your dad's Mondor.
Yep.
And listen, whenever I hear names that Kenny and or Donnie, I generally know who he's talking about. Tobik, I don't know if that's a real.
I don't know
real,
who that would be.
Yeah, but it's a wonderful name. I wonder if it is an actual Mondor of sorts of his.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know.
It just sounds like every bro. I think I said Tobin because I was thinking of a guy that I know.
No, you're thinking of Jeffrey Toobin.
We did talk about him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
There's also Tobin Bell.
Who's that?
Saul?
Oh.
I think it's the guy that plays Saul, right? Not Saul, but Jigsaw.
Oh, no.
But the thing. Saul. No,
okay.
I thought you meant Saul, like Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I thought.
The thing interesting about that is. Apple Watch, man, that is real. That is not, the Twatch is not an invention of the show anymore.
No.
It is a real product.
Oh my God.
I never thought about that. You can just watch porn on your Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I don't know if you, I mean, can you? You can't watch videos on your Apple Watch, can you?
There's a way to do it.
Is there really? Okay.
Could you imagine?
It's going to be really tiny.
I don't think you can go directly to Safari and like search for something, but you could download a video, send it as a message, and then preview it on there.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
When there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, because I know you can send, you can text like snippets and view them that way, so I guess that's what I was thinking.
So you could
make homemade porn and send it on the watch.
Or but you have to have your phone to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the day there's a camera in the watch, that's a game changer.
If you don't think there's a camera in the watch watching you right now.
Well, it's listening, that's for sure.
Welcome back to Jess's Conspiracy Hour. We're talking about how they're listening.
Preach, girl.
I did it the other day. I couldn't get my PayPal, and I was just like, I know you'd see me. I was so upset.
And then the next page you go, it's like an ad for PayPal, and you're like, I know.
Oh, that's funny. So you're not mad that your information's being stolen. You just wish that it was more convenient, that it would help you.
If you were watching me, help me. Yeah, it really makes me mad.
I refuse to change. If my phone is out on the counter or something and I get out of the shower, I'm like, you cover that up, Don. And he's like, what? I go, they can see. He's like, it's not on. I'm like, that's what you think.
No, I always put stickers over my. And now that we have that light on our phone, that's like, it basically just says, we're watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know that there's reason to be cautious, but you two going back and forth, you sound just insane.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I have to put clothes, so my bed's usually full of laundry that I need to put away, like the clean clothes. This is the clean bed.
That's what you don't want them to see, your messes.
So I will cover up my phone with clothes, and then by the time I'm ready to leave, I'm like, where the hell is my phone?
Yeah.
And I'm running around like, Donnie, call it. And then I'm like, oh, here it is under the pile.
Well, this is actually a perfect transition. Get ready for Hard to Find Barbie.
New from Bob and Tom Toys, it's Octomom Barbie.
Octomom Barbie, there's babies everywhere. Octomom Barbie, in need of childcare. The house she lives in is a wreck, she wants a bigger welfare check. Octomom Barbie, the very pregnant dog.
Octomom Barbie, who needs Ken when you've got a quack doctor to impregnate you at his strip mall office? Octomom Barbie comes with a 5-gallon drum of stretch mark cream, a military-grade gas mask for those diaper-changing sessions, and an umbilical cord so long you can use it for bungee jumping. Straight jacket, psychiatrist couch, and Dr. Phil doll sold separately. Also available, the Octomom Baby Pez Dispenser.
I'm Octomom. Forget about octuplets. Next time I'm having 10.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like Angelina Jolie, except all my babies popped out for free.
Octomom Barbie, she's a baby-making machine.
Octomom Barbie, a big family was her wish. Octomom Barbie, dad's in a petri dish. With a belly like a manatee, her uterus sleeps a comfortably. Octomom Barbie, the very pregnant doll. Octomom Barbie, the very pregnant doll.
Octomom. Octomom Barbie, not in your store's Section A, not in your store's Section B.
No.
Octomom Barbie, exclusively sold in your store's C section. Frozen embryos and government cheese sold separately.
C-section material. It's all not right. A jokes, it's not B jokes, it's all C-section jokes. Mm-hmm. We love it. We love it.
Oh, gosh. Who is the voice of that one? She did a lot of stuff back then, and she has, I mean, she just kills it every time.
I assume that's a gal named Stephanie.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, she just has, just her voice is awesome on all those bits that she does.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. really. And it's a very specific bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is I think this has got to be 2007, 2006 maybe was that Octomom story?
It looks like it's 2009.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah.
Wow, I would have guessed way before
seems
that.
Seems forever.
Actually.
I mean, it seems like it's longer ago than that, yeah.
Huh, wow.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
They've got to be older.
Mm-hmm. But that news story was just everywhere.
Yeah, it was huge.
And this isn't John and Kate plus 8, is it? This is a
no,
different...
this is different.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the John and Kate plus 8 thing. So that's how I always think of it because that was my daughter's favorite show. She was born in 05 and we had it on DVD and she would watch that show over and over and over again. And I'm just like, what? How did that become popular?
It was there was a weird thing
the
in reality
kid,
TV.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the multiple kids and the I don't know. It was just. There was a lot of it. I mean, there still is. I mean, that TLC, I bet that's 50% of their programming.
Oh, yeah. Earlier, how's Honey Boo Boo doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's all in that same genre.
I know.
Early reality TV was just this, it was this weird, mm-hmm. I don't want to say trashy, but it was just this weird view into, I don't even know what to say. It was so odd.
It was, right. And it was like this soft open into... They were like, hey, we know we can't do like My Strange Life or My Effed Up Addiction, so we're just going to ease people into dealing with this other weird stuff.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then we'll just say, you know what, F it. We're not even going to try to be specific. Just here's all this crazy stuff mm-hmm. and how people live.
Mm-hmm. If you want to stop, if you're trying to lose weight and you're tired of it, turn on that My whatever 600 pound.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that, man. You guys, I have such good healthy habits. I drink just enough water.
Yep.
I exercise just enough. Mm-hmm. It made me feel like a professional athlete.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It is. I watched two full episodes and I called a friend and I was crying and I was like, I can't do this. I feel bad, but I feel like I should watch these people so I can support them somehow. I don't know what to do. But then I watched the scene where they hit the brakes and somebody like flies through the front and then I couldn't do it anymore.
What?
It was very sad. It was very sad.
Like the car couldn't support them?
No, they couldn't wear a seatbelt, so they flew through the two middle seats.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I think Octomom.
What are we supposed
I'm
to
not,
do now?
Did
I'm
Octomom?
Not, I'm not laughing. I didn't
here,
laugh.
Guys, you guys, I was halfway through it, and I was like, I don't have an ending.
I feel
I'm
so
tired.
I don't have anywhere to go with this. This is not going to end well. I have nothing. I was hoping Jess would jump in. She would have like a zombie
now.
Reference or something.
Octomom. Did she do porn or didn't she strip or something?
She tried. No, she was in Playboy, right?
I don't think that Playboy was calling her. I think she might have been more
Penthouse.
Maybe even a tier below Penthouse.
What's the tier below Penthouse?
I don't know.
Probably,
like big boobs.
Like yeah.
Sizzle sizzle mag. I don't know
what's the weird guy who's we used to make fun of him. The hustler
guy.
Larry Flint.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I could see.
He definitely gave her a call.
Oh,
he was looking for some weird stuff.
That is true.
All right, well, let's move on to our next and last bit. If it is what I think it is, this is one of my favorite Bob and Tom bits of all time.
No, you don't know what it is.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm pretty certain you don't know what this is, and this is the beauty of this podcast is there's some weird bits out there that we might have played. This might be one of those we played at once kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is a rarely played bit for home improvement enthusiasts.
Good morning, honey.
Oh, morning.
You know, I was thinking this house could use a little sprucing up. Maybe this weekend you can finally paint our bedroom.
The big game's on tonight, and tomorrow the guys are all coming over for poker.
Come on, you promised. I'll make it worth your while. Why don't you lose those boxer shorts?
Okay, but I do hate painting. Brushes, the rollers, the mixing.
I wish there was an easier way.
Well, now there is. You can paint an entire room in less than 30 seconds with a fantastic new product from Bob and Tom Industries. We call it the Paint Grenade.
Gee, who are you?
And how did you get in our bedroom?
Hi, I'm Chick McGee. Why don't we step out into the hallway and give you a demonstration?
Okay, I guess.
Thanks to new compression technology, the Paint Grenade contains enough paint to cover an entire room, so you'll never need to pick up another brush or roller.
Wow.
See those drab green walls in your bedroom? Well, with the Paint Grenade, you just pull the pin and toss it in. Now your bedroom is a majestic blue.
Oh. Wow. And the paint is so shiny. Is that high gloss?
No, that's shrapnel. I hope you don't have any pets. And we probably should have removed the furniture first.
That looks like fun. Can I try one?
Sure. Just pull the pin and toss it in.
Here goes. That was awesome.
The Paint Grenade combines what men hate doing the most, painting the house, and what men love doing the most, blowing shit up. And there are hundreds of designer colors to choose from. The Paint Grenade. It's as easy as one, two.
You know, now that I think about it, I like the original color better.
Uh-oh.
Do you have a product that removes paint?
You bet. We call it the Turpentine Bomb. Uh-oh. All you do is light this fuse, and in a few seconds...
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't turpentine highly flammable?
Well, now that you mention it, maybe I'll just blow out this fuse. The Paint Grenade from Bob and Tom Industries. It's as easy as
one, two.
When that old paint begins to fade, just toss in a paint grenade.
When my dad says that he hates Paytag, it just reminded me of him saying, those were one of my come down the ladder songs, mm-hmm. referring to how he hated hearing Queen on the boombox when he painted, now he'd go all the way down. Quick question, is that Peter Kavoyan? Is that Bob's brother singing at the end?
I don't think that's him. I think the lady playing, which is nothing, there's nothing funnier than someone seducing Tom on a bit, by the way. The lady at the front, I think she was maybe a singer as well, and one of our usual singers.
Oh. Yeah.
It's an odd bit. You kind of see why we haven't heard it ever again.
Yeah.
And it could be on an album. You know what? I didn't even look.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously they did that at the Static Shack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big band stuff. Some horns.
Yeah. Again.
No, it's very patriotic, mm-hmm. you know, feeling because you get grenades, America, and then... I like that it's kind of a cartoon vibe mm-hmm. because they're all there. The house blows up, but they're all still standing around said house like a cartoon, you know, like, oh, wow. But
probably covered in paint.
Absolutely.
Right.
And
I
love that.
They do that other bit, which is one of my kind of favorite things. And you'll see it in like SNL or any other place that does fake commercials where the announcer comes in. It's Chick doing this voice. Mm-hmm. And then my dad goes, hey, who are you? How did you get in here? And that's a very cartoony joke to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paint grenade. Man. Man, if some frat brothers haven't taken that on Shark Tank yet, they will soon. Dumb guys, that would have so much fun doing that, I'm telling you. You get the furniture out in time. I really do think that would be a legitimately good idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it's not a project on Pinterest that women could do.
You know what? I wonder if it is.
It probably
like
is.
Like in a water balloon that's filled with paint.
I'm sure it is. Or there's a gender reveal that has something to do with a paint bomb.
Probably better
know.
For the exterior, perhaps.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
You can't stay in the lines, though. I don't like it.
Yeah, but you have carpet and a floor and a ceiling. You might want to keep white. You know.
You act like there is anything logical in this bit right now.
I'm sorry.
Jess, by the way, I think you nailed it. I think that someone's probably done this or something like this for a gender reveal.
Yeah, I think they put it in, like you said, like they put it in a balloon or something and they throw it against the canvas and then they walk
Yay.
On it with their feet and the heart and... I don't know. It's just
it's purple.
All of my major life events happened before Pinterest, so I don't have one photo worthy decent memory in my life.
Oh, I'll never have a Pinterest moment.
Yeah, I won't. I just won't. Like I actually do have a section of my Pinterest that says not my wedding. It's like, man, these are really good ideas, but I know I'm never getting married again, so here.
I like that we have a bit about painting because Tom is really proud of his painting skills because he had a job as a painter, right?
I was a painter. I was a master carpenter.
Oh, indeed.
And I wonder if that's what it was, if this was an idea he had in his head for years.
Oh, sure, know? Yeah.
Well, I wish we could just have a grenade in
telling
here.
Every guy yeah. he sees yeah. on the job, yeah. you know.
And he finally made his bit.
Oh, yeah. Him and my dad, a good painter does not need tape. You just cut in.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, frog tape is the best painter's tape.
I would probably agree with that. Yeah, because I've tried all of them.
It's better than the blue one.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, yeah. absolutely. And this is within the last month, my yeah. experience.
Yeah, and heads up, if you do have painter's tape that gets stuck, if you just get the blow dryer, put it on low, and heat it up, it'll peel right off.
Malarkey.
Oh, Jess, you are such a project mom.
She's
and I
good.
Love it. You are. Frog tape is the best. I've tried all of them. Winter of 2013 was a lot of experiments for me.
And to be fair, we're talking about gifts here. She's probably the best gift giver there is as far as thinking about
it.
Because she's got a process. Yeah. In January, she's thinking about Christmas. If something comes up, she'll make a note of it.
Yeah.
You're so thoughtful, it's almost exhausting.
Oh, stop.
I feel like it puts pressure on everybody else. Does that make sense?
Oh, I'm terrified to get a gift this year for anybody because I'm like, I'm not going to choose wisely.
I think everybody is a little stressed about it this year. And somebody mentioned it like in our office. Like, I don't even know. I haven't done anything for gifts. And I was like, hey, you know what? Some years people like go all out and some years they don't. And some years we skip and nobody ever judges anybody. So if this isn't your year, don't worry about it.
My biggest question is, what do you get someone that already has more money than you?
Yeah.
So then it's like, what do you get?
You write them a note. You write them a note and you tell them what they mean to you. And that just always means more than anything.
You know what's a good move for this that I've done? You get a nice journal. Like nothing too expensive, but just like, you know, like just something more than a dollar store journal.
Right.
You know? And you just take on the back page or front page, you write the note in the journal.
That's nice.
And then that way they have a little note from you whenever they use the journal.
You guys are so great. I just come to you for everything. And people that are listening right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were thinking the same thing. Thank you for telling me this. This is helpful.
Yeah. No, I think they just always go personal. Like even if it's, I know this sounds silly, but just share a memory. I know that that's weird because people have memories of me that I don't have. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad that you like that perspective. Yeah.
But you don't fear that they're like, I don't remember that. And you're like, oh, God.
Oh,
it's a great memory for me.
But when they don't, it's like a gift. It's a surprise if they don't remember the memory. Yeah, it's I like that.
And even a card that you may have put, you're like, oh, I need to keep this. This one's important. And I ran into this the other day. I got a card from Christy.
Yeah.
And she was gone for like 6-7 months from the show.
Uh-huh.
She had sent me a card.
Yeah.
Because of some other reason. And
no,
I was like,
really,
oh
go
gosh.
Into it. Go into it. Can you tell us all the details?
You had to babysit Wolfie.
no, she was pregnant with
Wolfie. Oh, that's right.
She was pregnant. It was a surprise. It was kind of a nice little memory. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is. But you know what? Like, I think we can all agree, cash. Just give them cash.
Cash
if it's
cash,
$5
cash.
Or $100, just give them cash.
Yeah, and then write, thanks, Dad, on it, you know? all right. Well, thank you for listening to Bits and Pieces. It'd be a nice gift to us if you could subscribe and review the podcast. That'd be absolutely huge wherever you listen. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.